So She Talks is a program designed to enlighten the world with knowledge from primarily institutions of higher education in Southwest Ohio. In today's edition, Sarah Peterson is a graduate assistant for the Rivers Institute at the University of Dayton. The Rivers Institute is housed in UD's Fitt Center for Leadership and Community. They work to reunite Dayton with its rivers as central communal, economic, aesthetic, and ecological natural resources vital to the region. Students are also a vital part of that organization, and today Sarah Peterson talks about an experiential leadership curriculum that allows students to be engaged on campus and in the community. Here's an excerpt from her talk.
From the beginning, we embarked on a distinctive process to foster innovative student learning that could be readily available through UD's general education program to all University of Dayton students. As part of this process, the student design teams asked themselves, what if your education focused on what you should learn instead of focus on what you should be taught? What if you were able to develop a course that was bigger than just you? What if you could involve students and professors from all majors in your class projects? What if you could reach out to community members for their perspective as you develop curriculum? What if everything you are about to create impacted more than just your university? This sparked great excitement about the River Leadership Curriculum among river stewards, faculty, and community partners. The Rivers Institute focuses its learning on the rivers in Dayton because it's what we have, all disciplines can be applied to the study of it, and research on it is limitless. Other schools may have another common asset that they could focus on. The principles would remain the same in developing a curriculum like this. The River Leadership Curriculum is engaging, exciting, and gives students the opportunity to interact with professionals from all fields in the community. Rivers are a practical example when teaching about leadership skills, but any interdisciplinary topic could be used. The idea of the River Leadership Curriculum was discussed at a beneficial time when the University of Dayton was considering revising its undergraduate curriculum. It has acted as an example of a different approach which really allowed us to engage students in the community. The Rivers Institute took this opportunity to develop students into water resource leaders by teaching them about leadership skills. With the generous support of the McGregor Fund, the Rivers Institute was able to carry out the development of the River Leadership Curriculum. It was determined a backwards design approach would be most beneficial. With this design, we decided what we wanted the students to know and what we wanted them to be able to do by the time their experience in the course ended. From there, we determined what experiences, assignments, and lessons would best achieve those things. Part of this backwards design was creating student learning outcomes. This is how we defined what we wanted the students to know. The student learning outcomes we created are: after completing the River Leadership Curriculum, the student should be able to 1. Develop expertise in and articulate connections among scientific, sociological, aesthetic, and public policy perspectives of a river system. 2. Explain how synthesizing scientific, sociological, aesthetic, and public policy perspectives of a river system enable them to understand its past, evaluate its present state, and envision its future. 3. Develop a project proposal which calls on them to exercise leadership skills in a community or campus project that demonstrates their ability to synthesize and act upon scientific, sociological, aesthetic, and public policy perspectives of a river system. And 4, complete a course project that demonstrates their understanding of and ability to integrate scientific, sociological, aesthetic, and public policy perspectives of a river system. With the student learning outcomes defined, we planned the class sessions and assignments. A lot of this development occurred during the summer of 2010. 7 student interns were hired to lead the development. This was a creative summer where the group was able to dream about ideas for the curriculum. Each student led a team of faculty and community partners in developing a section of the course. The groups made sure the class was experiential with field trips, meetings with our community partners, and with students charting their development with journal writings and reflections. After hard work from the students and dedication from faculty and community partners, a course curriculum for the 2010-2011 academic year was formed. The fall 2010 pilot semester was comprised of 15 students from various majors, including business, communications, education, sociology, chemistry, biology, as well as others. The students participated in 5 field trips, including traveling to Sunwatch Indian Village and Hills and Dales Metro Park. The students also heard from 15 different guest speakers that included University of Dayton faculty from different departments, as well as community partners from organizations like Miami Conservancy District and the City of Dayton Department of Water. At the end of the fall semester, each student had proposed a project to be completed on campus or in the community. Also at the end of the semester, we asked all the students to write a final reflection on their journey through the class, as well as course evaluations. This feedback determined what changes needed to be made for the following academic year. The feedback from the students was positive and very constructive. The following semester, spring 2011, the proposed projects were put in motion. Each group was charged with creating a deliverable by the end of the course, as they worked closely with community partners, faculty members, and other students. By the end of the semester, there were 3 complete deliverables. One group created curriculum for the summer program at Adventure Central, focused on teaching kids about our rivers and fostering a sense of place in Dayton. The curriculum was implemented successfully the following summer. Another group worked on implementing low-impact development techniques on UD's campus, and the last group worked with the Dayton Development Coalition's H2 Open for Business campaign and their marketing efforts. One student was able to secure an internship from her work on the project, and 2 other students in the class have begun working in the Dayton area since graduating. All of the students had a unique experience in the class. One student wrote in a final class reflection, "The River Leadership course has been one of the most interesting classes I have taken at UD. It was such an interesting course because the material interacted directly with applicable issues surrounding Dayton, the Dayton region, and watersheds around the world." Another student commented on completing the group project during the spring 2011 semester, writing that they had gained a lot of beneficial experience in their group work. They mentioned their lack of experience with group work before, but saw the assets that each group member was bringing to the project. This student recognized the different backgrounds of the group members, as each had a different major, year in school, and hometown. This student praised these differences and saw how they contributed to learning leadership skills. A third student commented on the skills he developed during the spring 2011 semester. As they recognized the challenges with the project, but also the ways the group excelled. This student admitted they were unfamiliar with the education discipline which the group was working within. The student recognized this as a challenge they overcame in order to meet the needs of the community partner they were working with. The student also saw how working with a group and community partner would benefit them in their future career paths. Our second summer of development was the summer of 2011. We took this time to evaluate the 2 semesters of the RLC. We welcomed 2 new interns to the team, and they worked on making changes to the curriculum based on student feedback. This past semester, fall 2011, those changes were implemented, and we were able to see their value. We now have even more feedback from new students on the value of the course. All students involved, from the development to the implementation to participation in the course, have taken on leadership roles as they defined problems around rivers, investigated those problems, and found solutions. We continue to evaluate the curriculum and consider changes for the future. We also hope to share our model with other schools. We have found several elements to be necessary for the curriculum's success. They include engaging a diverse community of learners, including students, faculty, and community partners in all steps of the project. Identifying a common asset or interest, which you can build interdisciplinary curriculum around. Brainstorming all the possibilities when planning the student learning outcomes. Developing the curriculum through a creative summer process. Implementing and synthesizing the different disciplines. And always involving students. I hope you have enjoyed this short talk. If you would like more information on the River Leadership Curriculum and the Rivers Institute, please visit rivers.udayton.edu. Thanks for listening.
Sarah Peterson with the Rivers Institute at the University of Dayton on SochiTalks. You're listening to WISO Weekend on WYSO.